So, it's all out there. It's all over memes, conversations, all kinds of stuff is out there. What am I talking about? The Will Smith. The Will Smith Smackdown. Now, I'm not condoning no violence whatsoever. I'm not doing that. But I'm not going to be hard or form an opinion. Yeah, yesterday, yeah, I was devastated because I love Will Smith. I was just like floored and just angry with him. But I can't be that. I can't be that because we really don't know what people are going through in life. We don't really know. You can have everything. You can have everything and be disconnected altogether. And the way you do your own self, your own life, your family, or whatever have you that may make you the spectacle in general says a lot. Says a lot to why people do what they do. You got to take into consideration that he wrote his last book, you know, the book Will. A lot of stuff came out that he probably was holding in. He recognized that he had to stand in his integrity as far as family. He probably even recognized that he allowed his marriage to, or the his wife to overshadow what he should have been doing. You know, because at one point, yeah, they had him pegged as the one that that Jada was running the home, and Jada was doing what she wanted to do. Stop, Lexington. Stop. I'm gonna stop. So I say to say this. He could have did it different. Yes, he could have made it into like it was part of the night, the Oscars, made it a part of, you know, the skit, so to speak, and had the conversation man to man. But I think he, you know, when, I think that this is what I really think. I think when people act up and they look at you when they should have always been taking care of situations that they needed to take care of, they see the problem. They see their dad. They see the people who have inflicted pain on them. When they have those breakthroughs, they become ticking time bomb. So whoever is in the midst of, you know, them as they unravel within themselves or within the public, or when they become vulnerable, it could, you know, come to a point of escalation. In which they just out there, you know, whoever step on my toes from this point, they going down. They going to get the beat down or whatever. So that beat down was the father beat down for his father that Chris Rock got. That's what it is. Because at that moment, when that situation occurred, right then and there, that was him dealing with the situation that he had with his dad. Was it right? Nah, it wasn't right. Could he have done better? Sure he could have. But he chose that route. I'm not mad. But I tell you, this is what I'm gonna tell you. This may affect his career. And even if he did, he better start doing some alternatives, because guess what? He got to pay the dues. He got to pay. Yeah, and I don't think they understand that they resolved the situation where no one is going to be pressing charges or whatever have you. But it was a bad look. And I still love him. I still like Chris, but Chris has been doing this since 2016. And I saw in some of the YouTube channels that they predicted that he was going to get a beat down. And I think it was 1999 by the Waning guys. And then here we got 2016. He messed with Jada at the Oscars again. And down again. So, you know, they did a lot of things. They did a lot of things that required attention. That drew attention towards them. So they was like a magnet of negativity. They were the magnet of negativity for a little bit. But you know what, hey? It's about what you do. If you want to attract that kind of attention, then, you know, you do. If you don't want to attract it, you got to change up. And so maybe I think at this point right now, he'll be different. And Chris will be different. Because, you know, okay, you know, Chris divorced his wife. We don't know why. We don't know if anything was going on in that, you know, relationship. And maybe he didn't want to press charges because, you know, he tried. He's a bigger person too. But he'd been on the grind of, you know, humiliating people for quite some time. So maybe he'll be different, you know, from this point forward. Or maybe comedy would be different. That's what people are saying. Either way, they need to learn how to play chess and not checkers. And that's really all I had to say. You know, play chess. You're getting all this money to play chess, not checkers, you know? And yes, you come from Philadelphia. And yes, Chris, you come from Brooklyn. You know, come on, you know. We want to be able to go out and represent, you know, the culture, you know. And even if the culture could be on various cultures, you know, diverse, you want to be able to support whatever culture that you're supporting and not, you know, beat down one culture to look good for another culture or another culture. No, it ain't all about that. It's about just standing in your grace, your integrity, being respectful towards others, having a conversation like an adult, embracing your wife and saying that it's going to be okay. We'll talk to him afterwards. You know, just that kind of adult conversation. You know, even if he went on stage and put his arm around him and just said, "We'll be back, y'all," and walk in the back, you know, and maybe said a few things to him. When you get back out there, you better be apologizing to my wife, because when the after party, I'm going to be looking for you, you know, and I'm going to tear you up. You know, maybe if he said that, nobody know. Nobody gonna know that, you know, so we gotta do better. We gotta do better. Even if, you know, this is not just applying to him. You know, this is applying to people in general. You gotta do better. You know, COVID has created a whole new generation of people who are just crazed, okay? And so with that being said, you know, people are coming out of the woodwork trying you because they just haven't been out till they bottled up all that 2 years, and they coming out just to try and putting a test on you. You ain't testing me. Because guess what? I'm the queen clapback. I ain't trying to babysit nobody. I ain't trying to solve your problems without getting paid. Because yes, I got the degree to do it. But I ain't going down, because the way things are going today, the system's already going down. So I'm trying to just protect myself so I can come home to my family and sit on my couch, eat my bonbons, watch my TV, be on my laptop, sing my songs, or whatever I have to do just to make me happy while I'm still on this earth. You know, yes, I do contribute to others. Yes, others do contribute to me. And that's good. And truth be told, what you contribute to others, others will not be able to meet. That's the bottom line. And count your blessings, because your blessings may not come from them paying you back. That's it. That's the bottom line. So just do the good things. Do the right thing. You know, we know better. Spiritually, hopefully, you know, that people are, you know, reading the good book, the Bible, that are giving some guidelines and stuff like that. Because we really supposed to be loving our fellow man. And that ain't happening if you're going up there slapping somebody upside the head because they said something about your wife. More than one time. We could do better. We could do better. I love you. And I don't even know how to get this on the other side of the fence or the podcast to do other things. But I'm working on it. I'm still new to the game. Subscribe, like, tell your friends. Come see me again. Maybe I'll sing a tune on one of my jazz tunes. I do covers. I would like to entertain you in that way too. Sing one of my songs or some of the songs, the covers that I do, and you'll probably like it. And that's pretty much it, you know. Don't be harsh on them, please. You know, we all make mistakes. We're not perfect. That's why Jesus Christ died for mankind. And some of you may not believe that, but don't be hard on them. I was a little hard, but I had to think about it. All right. You have a good night. I love you all. Subscribe. Check me out. Tell your friends. Bye-bye.